Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Larry moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Chapman scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherrod moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sherrod tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Combs scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Yankees. Pete Appleton now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig scores. Rice moves to second. It's 8-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Rice moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Yankees. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sherrod bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 9-1, Yankees. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is called out on strikes. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 9-2, Yankees. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Carl Lind. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway has Dickey trapped. There's the throw to Myatt and over to Sewell, who tags Dickey for the out. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sherrod strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larry strikes out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-2, Yankees. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Sal Gliotto now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherrod takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Combs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Sherrod goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs scores. Two outs. It's 15-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Glioto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glioto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sherrod strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Reese pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and scores. Gehrig tags and moves to second. One out. It's 16-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Burnett, who relays the ball to Hodapp, who tags Dickey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 17-2, Yankees. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 17, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Rees now playing second base. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Sal Gliotto. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 17, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.